Jamie Swift paced the parking lot of Hank's Pump and Pay as she tried to decide her next move. She was mad enough to chew a barbed wire fence, and her anger had a name to it. Max Holt. Jamie needed help. She needed someone to talk to, and she needed a ride. She spied the phone booth and hurried toward it. Who to call? It was after midnight. People with any kind of sense were usually in bed at this hour. She had to calm down. Jamie spied the sticker on the pay telephone that read, "Desperate for help? Call Lend a Hand Hotline. We're here for you 24 hours a day." Desperate, the advertisement read. That was her, all right. Plus, she was losing her mind. Or what was left of it after 2 weeks of dodging bullets from a drive-by shooting, almost getting blown to smithereens by a car bomb, and falling into a river and into the path of a hungry alligator. Hell's bells, she was lucky to be alive. Jamie plunked 2 quarters into the payphone. Her hand trembled. The fact it had started raining didn't even faze her. After what she'd been through, that was small potatoes. Big Potatoes was being stranded in a podunk town she'd never heard of in the middle of the night. Big Potatoes was being ogled by a gas station attendant whose oil-stained T-shirt stretched tight across a belly that had obviously sucked down a record number of Budweisers. She glanced his way. He looked at her like he hadn't seen a woman since inside plumbing. She dialed the number.
"Lend a Hand Hotline, this is Tanisha."
"Oh, thank God," Jamie said, glad to hear another voice. "I'm desperate."
"Are you pregnant and scared and suffering feelings of isolation and helplessness?"
Jamie blinked.
"No."
"Are you depressed?"
"Well, I..."
"Are you having trouble sleeping at night or sleeping too much?
Have you lost interest in people, places, or things that used to bring you pleasure? Do you enjoy sex?"
"Sex?" Huge sigh.
"Girl, does your problem have something to do with a man?"
Tanisha said the word as though it weren't fit to be used in polite company.
"'Cause I know about men, honey."
"Sort of."
"Okay, sister, I'm all ears."